going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think what you do in the draft oftentimes affects maybe some talent acquisition that happens after. We'll see how the acquisition goes this weekend.
That was Mike Tomlin talking about how Aaron Rodgers could, or what they do in the draft could impact their interest in Aaron Rodgers. And Jason, Aaron Rodgers is still out there, though he did go on McAfee last week and let the world know that he doesn't need to be making $40 million a year. He'll play for 10 M's. And yet no end in sight. Are the Steelers going to turn the page on that?
Well, they're not waiting on him. I mean, that's just reality, and there's the possibility of Kirk Cousins, and I'm becoming increasingly convinced, for whatever it's worth, and nothing this time of year is worth that much when it comes to the draft, that Shedeur Sanders just might fall in their lap. And Shedeur Sanders at 21, a guy who most people believe is the second best quarterback in this draft, and it might not be the best quarterback draft ever, but a kid who has turned around two programs on the fly, who understands what it takes from a preparation standpoint year round to be a professional athlete, who was groomed by one of the greatest NFL players in league history, like who is accountable. And Mike Tomlin's never shied away from guys with big personalities. So
he embraces him.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that the decision could be made for them.
Why do you think his stock is falling? Because not that long ago, it seemed like, oh, he's a surefire top 10 guy. For him to fall to the Steelers, what have you been hearing?
Well, I'm not sure that he's going to. I mean, the only what I've heard is that Kellen Moore, the new head coach of the Saints, has a thing for Jackson Dart. And like, I've never really, like, I never thought the Giants were taking any of these kids if they couldn't get Cam Ward. And the Browns, I think, have fallen in love with some day two kids. And maybe they trade up for Milroe at the end of the first round. But they're going to take Travis Hunter. And so, like, who else, you know what I mean? Who else needs a quarterback? And, like, I don't know that anybody would move up for Shedeur Sanders. And somebody might, like, look. If the New York Jets took Shedeur Sanders at 7, I'm holding a ticket on it. So, like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world to me. I don't think they're going to do it. I think Mason Graham will still be there, and they'll call that a day. But, like, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm also not seeing a whole lot of obvious places for him to go if 2 and 3 pass on him, which I think at this point they will. And if the Saints pass on him also, he takes a lot of sacks. He holds the ball too long. And from a personality standpoint, he's not everybody's cup of tea. Yeah. I think he can play in the league. I think he'll be a longtime starter in the league. Does he have the same highest high-level potential as Cam Ward or even Milroe? No, because he's not that level of athlete. And athleticism in the quarterback position has become increasingly coveted for good reason. This kid is more of a throwback, old-school pocket passer. He's more Dan Fouts than he is Lamar Jackson. Now, he's more athletic than Fouts. He's going to be able to keep plays alive more than Fouts. But like,
maybe like a prime Dante Culpepper, because Culpepper couldn't move that great. But
obviously not that size, that power.
Yeah.
A different sort of package.
I mean, the athleticism part. Yeah.
I mean, look, we don't know. They don't know. They're not particularly good at this. If they were good at this, people wouldn't have been killing Atlanta for taking Michael Penix last year, and they wouldn't have been killing Sean Payton for reaching for Bo Nix. They would have been saying, my God, they're lucky they didn't have to trade up for them. Those guys could have gone in the top five.
Let's hear quickly from Omar Khan, the GM of the Steelers. Cut 18, Beltway Ben. Talks about not having a second-round pick due to the DK Metcalf trade.
You know, we'll see how things shake out. I'll say this, you know, we gave up a second for DK, and I'm so excited that we did that. You know, having him here is great. And, you know, obviously when you get to the draft, you get excited about a lot of players and you wish you had, I wish I had 50 picks right now, you know, because there's a lot of good players out there, and, you know, we'll see how it shakes out.
Couple things. Number one, we've heard Eric DaCosta lament the year they gave up their second round pick. The waiting around to pick on day two when they didn't have a second round pick drove him nuts. The other part is there's a lot of buzz on the interwebs, Jason, today that George Pickens could be traded during this draft. Are you buying that?
I'm absolutely buying that. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I have my mock draft up at the Washington Post right now. If the Steelers don't have Shedeur Sanders sitting there for them, and let's say Derek Harmon's off the board and Walter Nolan's off the board, I hear they have a real affinity for Amika Egbuka from Ohio State, and I think they would not shy away from taking that wide receiver 21st overall, whether Pickens is still on the roster or not.
It's Inside Access here on a hump day Wednesday. And coming up next, purple rain in the forecast as we are a day away from the NFL draft. And there are some people that think the Ravens are going to take a safety with their first pick. So let's take a look at the potential safeties. We'll hear from Malachi Starks and Nick Amonwori. It's purple rain next here on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.